Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, Knowledge of the Absolute, Krishna speaking. This is text 8. Krishna is explaining how to see him everywhere. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and of the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and the ability in man. Comment. We should appreciate Krishna not only as the cause of everything, but also as the essence of everything. Krishna has already explained that the element water comes from him. But what we most appreciate about water is its taste. That taste, which quenches our thirst, is Krishna. He is its active ingredient, the essence of water. Similarly, the essential principle of the sun and the moon is light. Although sunlight heats and moonlight cools, that essential principle is Krishna. Om is the essence of the Vedic mantras. Sound is the essential element in ether. A man's ability is the essential quality he possesses by which he can become great. All these essential ingredients are Krishna. Text 9. I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. We have heard, this is the comment, we have heard that earth is one of Krishna's energies. Here Krishna explains that he has imbued the earth with a variety of fragrances. If we plant a rose seed, which has no fragrance, and add water, which has no fragrance, a fragrant rose will bud from the bush. Similarly, a jasmine seed or a gardenia bulb will each yield blooms with unique and wonderful fragrances, which are all released from the earth. The essence of fire is heat. Heat is necessary to cook our food. It is not only the food, however, that is maintaining us. We must also be able to digest the food. That fire of digestion is Krishna's energy. The soul, which is the essence of life, is an energy of Krishna. The essence of an ascetic's life is penance, or his ability to tolerate austerities. That ability is also Krishna's gift. Text 10. O son of Prita, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men. Comment. Srila Prabhupada writes that bijam means seed. The seed of material existence is pradhan, the undifferentiated sum total of the material elements. 11. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna. Thus Krishna ends his description of how he is the essential or maintaining principle of various manifestations. The next verse provides a summary. 12. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion, or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Comment. We have now understood that Krishna is both the cause and the essence of everything. Here, Krishna summarizes, adding everything is under his control, including the three modes of material nature, which in turn control the world. In this verse, which ends Krishna's discussion of his para, spiritual, and apara, material energies, the Lord has begun to describe the inconceivable relationship between himself and his energies. All rests upon him, yet he is independent. At this point, one may wonder why we are prevented from seeing knowing and surrendering to Krishna if he is, in one way or another, everywhere? Krishna answers this question in the next two verses. 13. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Comment. Rather than thinking of Krishna as the source of everything, the deluded think, as I am subject to the modes of nature, so is Krishna. How they can understand Krishna is described next. 14. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Comment. The three modes, gunas, bind us tightly to the material world. Guna also means rope. A rope is made strong by weaving together several strands. Similarly, these three modes woven together strongly bind the conditioned soul to illusion. Despite their strength, the modes can be overcome by surrender. But to whom should the living entity surrender? Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur states that Krishna is pointing to his chest and emphatically saying, Mam Eva, surrender unto me, Shamasundar. Later in this chapter, Krishna will criticize those who lack knowledge and therefore surrender to the demigods or to the impersonal Brahman. If surrender to Krishna frees one from material nature, from birth and death, why doesn't everyone surrender, especially the learned? And we shall end here and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.